All right, we're back here on Giants.com. Giants and Eagles Monday Night Football right around the corner. Seems like forever since the Giants last played the San Francisco 49ers. It's time to play Fact or Fiction. He's Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk. Statement number one, a Giants player will lead all players in receiving yards against the Philadelphia Eagles. Lance?
John, I'm going to go fact here. The trend is in favor of the New York Giants. The Eagles have struggled against number one wide receivers and basically all wide receivers throughout the course of this season. Julio Jones, monster game. Brandon Cooks, big game. Brandon Marshall for the New York Jets also went over 100 receiving yards. So somebody for the Giants is going to end up with a bigger total than any Philadelphia Eagle.
And no Philadelphia Eagle receiver has really distinguished himself as a big play threat down the field. Jordan Matthews, more of a slot guy, doesn't get a ton of yards, does get a lot of catches. Statement number two, the Giants will have a higher red zone percentage than the Eagles. The Giants 30th in the NFL in offensive red zone percentage.
I'm going to go fiction here, John. As you mentioned, 7 touchdowns in 19 trips for the Giants on the season, and the Eagles are pretty good defensively when you get down into the red zone. They're actually in the top 10. Plus, the Eagles have the tendency to give up big plays through the air. So I think the higher percentage is for the Giants to score outside the red zone and maybe not have nearly as many opportunities as previous games. So I'd say this is going to be fiction.
And remember, in order to succeed in the red zone, the best answer to that formula is to run the football. And the Eagles have a pretty stout run defense. So the Giants will have their work cut out for them down there. Thanks for joining us. That's Fact or Fiction. For Lance, I'm John. Thanks for joining us.